Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Listeners of RIB English Radio, this is the show like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. In this show, we talk about everything that is related to our dear and noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the verses of the Quran, in the narrations, in the sunnah and seerah of the Prophet. Today, I'd like to recite a few verses that are directly related to our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he was a trustworthy person in that he would keep the trust of Allah, the verses of the Quran, and he would convey them to the people exactly the same way that Allah had told him to. So even before he became a prophet and a messenger, he was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin among the people, an honest and trustworthy person. And when people heard him recite the Quran, and they were like, this person can't lie. This person always spoke the truth. And what he's saying right now doesn't seem to be like something that humans would say. So when he says that these verses are from Allah and they're the words of the verses of the Quran, a lot of people, they believed in the Prophet immediately because it was a miracle. The Quran was a miracle upon hearing the verses of the Quran. Even the most those who held a grudge against the Prophet and were very reluctant to accept Islam, even they would say that what Prophet Muhammad is saying is not something natural. They would say it's magic. Okay, that's how eloquent and how otherworldly and divine the verses of the Quran were. So Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبُصِّرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبُصِّرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Allah says, so I swear by what you see and what you do not see. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. That indeed the Quran is the word of a noble messenger. It's not the word of a human being. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is not the word of a poet. Little do you believe. So the Quran is not poetry. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Nor the word of a soothsayer. Little do you remember. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Now, pay attention. Let's take a break before I read the rest of the verses of this surah. And we will talk about how the Prophet was a trustee of Allah.
Is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa ala habibika nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa
Mustafa.
Ala habibika nabika Mustafa.
Welcome back, listeners of RIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad. We were talking about how the Quran is the revelation of Allah that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. This is Surah Al-Haqqah, verse 43. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ. And if Muhammad had made up about us some false sayings, لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينَ, we would have seized him by the right hand. ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ, then we would have cut from him the aorta. That means the vein that's in the heart that is very crucial. And if that vein is cut, a person would definitely die. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. And there is none of you who could prevent us from him. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And indeed, the Quran is a reminder for the righteous. Okay, so the verse clearly says that if Prophet Muhammad was not reliable and was not trustworthy, and if he were to say something else other than what Allah had said in terms of the verses of the Quran, as in he would say certain things, he would attribute them to Allah and say that these are the verses of the Quran, whereas they actually weren't the verses of the Quran. Allah says that he would seize Prophet Muhammad. But why does not this happen? Was Prophet Muhammad forced to be a very trustworthy person and a prophet that Allah would trust? No. Prophet Muhammad himself, of his own free will, was a trustworthy person who would keep the trust of Allah, and he would deliver the words of Allah to the people intact. Okay? The verse is saying, if such a thing happened, which will never happen, because Allah has chosen the best person to reveal his verses to. Okay? So Allah is trying to prove to us that what we hear, what we read of the Quran is definitely from him, is from Allah. It's not from the Prophet himself even. It's not from someone else. Okay? So this Quran is the word of Allah. It is revealed. It's the words of Allah verbatim. It's exactly the words of Allah. Not even one letter is changed from the word of Allah. Like, this is exactly what Allah has said. That is why they say that when we recite the Quran, it's like we're listening to the Quran. It's like Allah is speaking to us. Okay. So these verses prove that Prophet Muhammad was, first of all, very trustworthy, that Allah chose him as his prophet, and that he would never say anything that would go against Allah's will. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, I leave you in the care and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, feel like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad.